Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. What's on the minds of Kentucky farmers? A host of issues, but tax policy would have to be near the top, according to Farm Bureau President Mark Haney, as he reviewed policy stands taken during the group's recent annual meeting. He said throughout the year-long policy development process, the taxation issue drew more county resolutions than any other.
Partly because everyone knows that taxation in state government is being looked at right now by the Governor's Commission to look at tax modernization and those type policies. So we reaffirmed our stance on some of those issues.
One of those drawing the group's reaffirmation is House Bill 44, state law passed in 1979, which limits annual revenue from property taxes to no more than a 4% hike plus new growth.
We think that law as it stands has really worked well for us, and we want to see it continue to work well for us and be maintained. Keep it intact, just like it is. It's not broken. Let's keep it going.
He noted that while House Bill 44 has resulted in a lower rate over the past years, it has not caused a decline in state revenue from property taxes because valuations have risen. Other legislative priorities set by the group were support for the state's career and technical education programs and support of effective wildlife management to reduce crop and livestock losses and cut human injuries from related automobile accidents. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're gonna receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back today with Farm Bureau President Mark Haney on policy direction for the group in 2013. Delegates at the recent annual meeting made a top priority retaining state tax exemptions on purchases of ag production inputs.
We want to always remind folks how important that is to agriculture, and we feel confident that most folks agree with it.
An unintended consequence of repealing those exemptions could be driving farmers to nearby states to make those input purchases.
Especially for the counties that are near the borders of our state, it would make a real impact. So we want to encourage the legislature to continue to keep that like it is.
On national issues, the group called on Congress to deal with the deficit, reaching a balanced budget, seeks permanent repeal of estate taxes, and called for change in the H-2A farm worker program to make it more reliable, economical, and accessible. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.